I get a lot of questions these days when it comes to being a self-published author, and a lot of people are kind of wondering, hey, where do I do my print books? Is there a print-on-demand book company I should go with, or is there any print-on-demand book companies that's worthwhile for my publication? And this is a loaded question, but frankly, I'm going to be frank with you today. I'm going to share some of the options that are available to you and who you should probably consider if you're going to be doing print on demand. So with all that being said, stay tuned.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
If you want to turn your book into a course, you can do it through Thinkific. Thinkific is the sponsors of Self-Publishing with Dale here, and they actually hooked us up. They said you could start with 30 days free on the pro plan when you visit dalelinks.com/thinkific. I am a huge fan of Thinkific's products, and I'll tell you, even if you aren't considering doing a course, believe it or not, Thinkific has more than just things that are available for courses. So if you're doing like a reader magnet or a lead magnet, this is a great hosting platform to where you can actually get that uploaded there. You can collect emails, and you can do this, again, 30 days free on the pro plan, or you can even visit self-publishingwithdale.com/think, and that actually is just for the free plan. And actually, I've utilized the free plan on another for another brand that I do through live streaming tech. So all that being said, big shout out to our sponsors, Thinkific. So let's talk about print on demand book companies. So here's the problem. There's just too many dang options. I get it. It can be sometimes overwhelming. In fact, I have so many viewers that will say, hey, have you tried this? You should try this, or you should try that. Well, this is the problem, is we as entrepreneurs and authorpreneurs, more importantly, are drowning in opportunity. And we gotta sometimes just pick our battles. So rather than me fire hosing you with every single option out there, I'm just going to tell you about the main ones that a vast majority of self-published authors go for. And who should you choose? Well, we're going to kind of cover that towards the end of this podcast, but I'm going to take each one of these bite-sized pieces here. And believe it or not, if you want to get more information about some of these options, you can always visit dalelinks.com/unboxing, because I did a full video series on my YouTube channel called the Self-Published Book Unboxing Series, and I share the costs, I share the royalties, I share how long it took to ship, what kind of shipping packaging they're using. So many of these things are just on the video. And so rather than me like regurgitating the same old thing, you know, what I'm just going to do is just give you a synopsis of each one of these avenues. So the very first one to consider, print on demand book company, number one, and we're going to hit six different avenues. So number one is KDP Print. Let's just get this one out of the way. Kindle Direct Publishing absorbed over a year ago CreateSpace, which CreateSpace was the place to go for print on demand, because you could actually get some good quality books and it'd get reach over to Amazon. I'm not really saying anything that nobody already knows. Kindle Direct Publishing is big, it's gigantic. And I'm actually pretty happy with the options they have available. And the royalty model, it's questionable sometimes, because according to them, it's 60% sans the print fees and so on. And then if you're using expanded distribution through them, that's an additional 45% sans the print costs. So when it's all said and done, it just depends on what you're, you know, pricing your book at, how many pages the book is. But the quality is really nice. You're only getting paperback books. So anybody that's like, oh, I'm going to get hardback, well, right now, they're not offering it. Which has kind of got me scratching my head, because they actually fulfill print orders for the next one I'm going to be talking about. And so with that being said, like hardback, why aren't we doing this here, KDP? And I've asked them on a couple occasions, and there's no ETA, there's no expectations put out that they're going to be doing hardback books. So, but you know, with what they have and the variety of cuts that you can utilize, the trim sizes, it's limitless. Now, they got a page count limit, and as do all these print-on-demand companies. So you can't be putting out, like, say, Stephen King's It, which is like, you know, nearly 1,100 pages. So I wouldn't anticipate, and I think print books, it was like roughly, I think, 800 pages maximum you could do in black and white, and maybe a couple hundred in full color. It's eluding my brain right now. All right, so the next one, print-on-demand company number two, is Ingram Spark. And actually, they're owned by Ingram Content Group, who also runs an older company than Ingram Spark, and that is Lightning Source. Now, Lightning Source is kind of intended more for, say, small publishing houses, as opposed to Ingram Spark, that's kind of geared towards the entrepreneur, the person that's kind of putting out maybe a book here and there. So I'm not going to discuss Lightning Source because it's a little bit over my head. I've never really understood why Ingram Content Group continues to have Lightning Source available despite having Ingram Spark and the popularity of Ingram Spark. Either way, the books are the same. The offerings are the same. You're able to get print books in the version of paperbacks and hardbacks, and I believe hardbacks with jackets. I could be off on that one. Now, pound for pound, in my personal opinion, Ingram Spark's quality of books are the best. That is just my opinion. Again, I'm kind of the expert of my own opinion. I just think that they trump everyone when it comes to the quality. Their glossy is not too glossy. The matte finish just is, it feels nice. You can't paw it up too much. I just, Ingram Spark is really, really good. And I'm going to be going bullish on Ingram Spark in the coming year. In fact, so much so, just to kind of let you know, I did an interview with Michael LeRon. He is the U.S. ambassador for the Alliance of Independent Authors. And this was over on my YouTube channel. And why did I get Ally? Well, for a variety of reasons, but one of the perks was their relationship with Ingram Spark. Here's the bit of a catch. Okay, the big catch is you have to pay upload fees. Okay, and now some people are going to go, well, I'll just look up coupon codes and I'll just go ahead and print it out. Okay, that's great. You can find coupon codes. There are some limitations. Sometimes it's just for first-time users only, but either way, it's about $49 a pop anytime you want to upload, and if you want to update a file, it's an additional $25. But with the Ally membership, you're able to get those waived. Now, Ally runs about $119 per year for someone who's an established narrator like me. Then there's like the ones that are brand new, haven't published a single one. I think it might be like $80 or $90. You'll want to take a look over at Alliance's website. I'm sure you can look up Alliance of Independent Authors. I don't need to drop a link on that. Just think about it this way. If you just publish three books through Ingram Spark during the course of a year, it waives all of that. Now, here's something very interesting that I discovered over the last couple of weeks. They rolled something out that not many indie authors know about, and that is ISBNs are free there now. This is news to me, and I've yet to really dig deep and get into my dashboard to kind of see and verify, but I do have a web page that says their ISBNs are free. Now, they've got a few options. It used to be that you had to show up with your own ISBN, and that's your International Standard Book Number. Now, if you're in the US or UK, it's, let me just go ahead, spoiler alert, you're gonna have to either buy it from Balker in the US or Nielsen over in the UK. And it is not cheap. It runs about $125 per ISBN. It's a little bit steep. Now, you can get some free assigned ones through, you know, places like Amazon or say like Lulu. But with Ingram Spark, they used to require you bring your own, or they would kind of work as an intermediary in that you could buy an ISBN for like $85 through Ingram Spark. Now, whether they transfer that imprint to you remains to be seen on that $85 ticket. But either way, if you're getting the free one, obviously Ingram Spark owns that imprint, so you can't take that ISBN anywhere else. That works across the board for anywhere that you're getting free assigned ISBNs. But this is kind of game-changing. I looked as far back into a post that was in 2018 to where they said, you got to bring your own ISBNs. And then I looked at one from 2019 where it pretty much says they offer free ISBNs. So I'm not sure, what's the deal with this. I'll probably be digging deeper. Nonetheless, I'll probably end up purchasing my own ISBNs anyways because I want to have that imprint for my own publishing company. Book print-on-demand book company number 3, Lulu.com. Okay, I already kind of name-dropped them there, and there's a good reason why I always add the .com portion, because sometimes you say Lulu, a lot of people think Lululemon, like the yoga workout gear. No, this is completely different. So Lulu.com's been around the print-on-demand book industry, and I've actually had a good business relationship with those folks over at Lulu. They're fantastic folks over there. They have had their fair share of shade thrown at them. They've had some issues in the past. Some people have said they've had problems. I can't speak on that. I've had nothing but great experiences with Lulu. Nothing that I've ever been disappointed with, but I haven't really gone all in on them. Lulu has great quality products. They're glossy. Print books are fantastic, and also their canvas bound hardback with a jacket are stellar. I mean, they're just built like tanks. The big issue when it comes to Lulu is their organic reach. Not many people are aware of Lulu.com, and so if you end up printing through them, you are going to be limited on your reach. You're going to probably have to build awareness with your readers and send them to the Lulu profile or product details, if you will. Lulu does print over into other distributors like Amazon and Barnes & Noble. But here's the problem. If you want to get that distribution, you have to order a proof first. So if you're the type of person who skips proofs, which you shouldn't, then Lulu's probably not going to be your thing. You're going to need to at least order a proof, and then you can get distribution to Amazon and over onto Barnes & Noble. Some of you might be going, well, can I just go directly over to Amazon? Absolutely. Can I use Lulu and Amazon? Absolutely. You can, but it comes down to kind of like which is going to be the best fit for you. And it kind of backtracking here for just a second, one of the reasons I thought of this, Ingram Spark, there's a good reason why Ingram Spark is so amazing, is its wide reach. It's got a huge and wide reach. On the other end of the spectrum, we've got Lulu. And it's not to be derogatory or discouraging about Lulu. It's just they don't have as wide a reach as all the other print-on-demand companies. But with that said, they've got great books. To me, I think that the quality product's amazing. They also have some other products that you can, you know, utilize. So they have calendars, they have coil-bound print books, they have just a variety of products that you can utilize. So if you're building out your author brand, you may want to kind of consider Lulu, because they do have some really awesome features. And let's just say you're not a great graphic designer. You're like, oh, I don't know too much about graphic design. Well, they actually have some built-in features in the dashboard. So if you're making a calendar, they make it dead simple for you. And you can make this available and share the link with your readers or your followers, and they purchase your calendar, and everybody's happy in the end. All right, print-on-demand book company number 4, Barnes & Noble Press. Ah, man, I kind of wonder how much longer Barnes & Noble is going to be around. They were just sold to a company over in the UK, and it eludes my brain right now. I like Barnes & Noble. It's probably one of my favorite places that I go to kind of window shop and find the books that I want, and I typically go over to the library and pick it up or order it on Amazon. Sorry, Barnes & Noble. They've got great print-on-demand options, and you can get a hardback book, you can get a paperback book, but here's the biggest issue. I may have said Lulu probably is on the opposite end of the spectrum. Barnes & Noble is even more like on the opposite end of the spectrum than Ingram Spark. They actually have distribution just to Barnes & Noble, period. Barnes & Noble is just U.S., and there's not much distribution for Barnes & Noble Press beyond the U.S., so this kind of greatly shackles you if you're looking to get print on demand and get some type of reach or even organic reach. Barnes & Noble Press is a little bit limiting, and I'm going to just, I hate to be that person that is a little bit of, I don't want to sound pessimistic, but I just wonder how much longer Barnes & Noble's here. I wonder how much longer it's going to be. So I would recommend if you go into Barnes & Noble Press, don't go all in. Maybe test it out, order some proofs, see if it works for you, publish to it, and just kind of sit back and see how it works. All right, so Rent on Demand Book Company number 5. Actually, this is going to be kind of a general one. And this is going to be for those of you that are like the no content, low content book publishers. Merch sites. Merch sites like, say, Redbubble. Let's see here, Spreadshirt. There's quite a few other merch sites that actually offer some type of print on demand. Now, each one of them come with their own limitations. So if you're an author, this is not going to be applicable to you. But if you think about it as an author, you can always add this as an additional thing to kind of, you know, offer your audience. It could be, hey, here's a journal that's by me, blah, blah, blah. So, any rate, it's honestly, this is going to work out for the no content, low content folks. But for authors, you're going to kind of figure this out into your game plan. And again, you get just a little bit of organic reach on their platforms, like something like Redbubble. But, you know, there's no differentiation when it comes to inside the actual interior. All right. So last but not least, Print on Demand Book Company number 6. And this one is going to be more of like a catch-all. I'm going to kind of send you over to a great resource. You're going to go over to the Alliance of Independent Authors watchdog list. And you can actually check that out at dalelinks.com/watchdog. And you actually can tune into their actual product services and a list. And you can go through and see different print-on-demand distributors. And there's some of them I've never heard of. And there's some that I have heard of and I run far away from them. And there's a good reason why I send you to the watchdog list, because they vet out products and services based on what's going to be good for you as the indie author. So take a look at that watchdog list, go through and just, they have hundreds on this, hundreds. I've got one final tip before we start to wrap things up. But before we do, I just want to kind of remind you that every Wednesday, and on Wednesday at 6 p.m. and every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern Daytime, I'm actually going to be live on YouTube. That's at dalelinks.com/live. And we're actually be covering a variety of topics when it comes to self-publishing. And also, if you want to get a jump start on what we're doing in the podcast, you can actually watch and participate along with me over on Twitch when you head over to twitch.tv/self-publish. If you're not familiar with Twitch, it's really kind of a nice platform, a little bit more laid back than, say, YouTube. We're able to kind of communicate with each other directly. And you can actually find out more about how you can subscribe to the channel, help support the cause, when you head over to dalelinks.com/twitchprime. Again, that's dalelinks.com/twitchprime. So my final tip as we start to wrap up today's podcast, folks, is if you're going to choose a print-on-demand company, what I'm going to recommend is you test first, then publish. And when I say test first, that means, first of all, order proofs. Always order proofs before you hit that publish button, because you never know if it's not quite up to specs, if it's not representing your brand like you want it to. Next thing is know your royalties. Now, that was something I kind of glossed over on some of these things here. Again, if you want to go take a look at some of the details, you can go over to dalelinks.com/unboxing. So in any event, know your royalties. That way you're not shocked when you get a paycheck that isn't quite what you expected it to. And last but not least is, depending on the platform that you're utilizing, you're going to need to make sure you build awareness. You can't just rely on organic sales as an author. You know, none of these platforms owe you a darn thing. And I see a lot of people that are just like, oh, Amazon, such a scam. They don't send me anybody. Like, they don't owe you anything. They owe you absolutely nothing. And this goes across the board for me, each one of these things. You got to build awareness. You're going to have to get out there. You're going to have to work social media. You're going to have to do media appearances. You're going to need to probably do guest blog posts. You're going to have to build an email list. Build awareness about where readers can find your books. And that way you can know beyond a shadow of a doubt this print-on-demand company is good for you. Now, if I were to, there was a gun pointed to my head and someone says, Dale, you got to choose the company. At this point, I really lean heavily in favor of KDP Print and Ingram Spark, just for reach alone. And if I had to choose of the two, I would probably go with Ingram Spark. This is what I'm going bullish on over the next year. And I believe that it's going to be something that's going to be well worth it. Well, I want to give a big shout out and thanks to our sponsors, Thinkific, for sponsoring, of course, Self-Publishing with Dale. And remember, you can start 30 days free on the Pro Plan when you visit dalelinks.com/thinkific. In the meantime, in the between time, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will talk to you later.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.